Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, babes. Ooh. Hi, Becky.
Hiya.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
Just having a relax after my official chart update. Quite stressful.
Was it? Why?
Well, the word official just...
How stressful can it be counting from 40 to 1 backwards?
Just the word official, it fills me with fear and I'm scared if I get it wrong. I don't want to say the wrong person's number one.
Is there a person with a clipboard stood in the corner in a really smart suit going?
Yeah.
Is there?
Just to make sure.
An official adjudicator.
But luckily I got it right, and as the chart stands this week, Ollie Murs is number one. Mm. Fair play. Yeah, hope you're right this afternoon. Remember, tomorrow, very exciting, you control Katy Perry. You can do whatever you want with Katy Perry, within reason. She will be in a little box with me from 6:30 tomorrow night at Radio 1 Online. I'll tell you how you can be part of this very soon.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Tell you what, you go away for a couple of days and it all goes off, and before you know it, Katy Perry's in a box. You're very excited, aren't you?
I am. Do you know what? It's not very often you can come back to work and someone says, guess what, Thursday you can do whatever you want with Katy Perry.
I know.
Who gets that in their job?
I know, and Vernon and the team, very excited about it this morning. You control Katy Perry, only on Radio 1 tomorrow. So she'll be here having a little lark about, like she does, from 4 o'clock on this show. And then you will need to get to a computer, because from 6:30, me and her, is that the correct term?
Yeah.
Me and her will be at Radio 1 online. So you need to go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, and you'll be able to send in texts. You'll be able to tweet what you want us to do. You'll be able to get it on Facebook. Whatever you want us to do. Well, mostly her, really. I'll just be there watching. You control Katy Perry. So, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, tomorrow from 6:30. We'll be in there for a whole hour, and we'll be doing what you want. On this show today, after 4:30, you are going to be so impressed with me.
Right.
It's all been happening while you've been away.
I've only had one day off.
I know. After 4:30, find out what happened when I met Usain Bolt yesterday.
Amazing.
Actual legend. I know.
I saw him on The One Show earlier this week. He was good.
Yeah. Yesterday, me and Usain had a race.
Right. Oh, my God.
That's all
are
I'm saying.
Are you serious?
Yep.
What,
you
down
might,
the road?
You might be surprised by the outcome.
Please tell me you did it down the road.
Me and Usain Bolt with a challenge, man to man.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I made a real blunder again today. I forgot people were coming to look at the house earlier. See, I'm moving out, and therefore estate agents need to show it to allow others to see if they like it and whether they'd eventually like to move in. Because I move out quite soon, but I keep missing the appointments. I keep going, yeah, that'll be fine, and then forgetting they're coming around the next day. And it was just after I'd spoken to Vernon this morning, so like about 9 o'clock, and I was halfway through kind of getting dressed, and then I could hear people at the door. So I got back into bed and bunched up the duvet to make it look like a pile, only I was in it.
What, so you... Right, okay, so people were looking round the flat.
Yeah, I panicked.
And you were in the ball of the duvet in the bedroom as they were coming in.
Yeah, hoping they wouldn't notice. I've done it before.
And do you think...
They don't normally notice. Well, they did notice today because I heard someone go, Mummy, there's a man in there. And then they didn't come in after that. So, sorry, I just forgot you were coming around
that
today,
poor
I'm sorry.
Child.
I know, I'm so sorry. But I just didn't realise. Why didn't I just get up, get dressed and go, hello, rather than face them, this is me in confrontation, rather than face them and go downstairs and go, hello, yeah, have a look around, help yourself. I actually chose to bundle myself up in the duvet so I wouldn't be seen. What's that about?
No idea. I think something weird happens to you in that house. Can I say what happened? I'm going to say it anyway. I went to...
Hang on a second, no, can you say
real,
what?
No, I'm going to say it anyway because this is real life Scott. I went to the Notting Hill Carnival on Saturday night, and leaving there was the most horrendous traffic.
Yeah.
And I was in the car with my boyfriend and he said, oh, these houses are quite nice. And I looked up and I was like, oh, this is where Scott lives. Brilliant. So I texted you saying, we're stuck in a traffic jam right outside your house. At which point you went, that's good. And I was like, I've been here for 20 minutes now, right outside your house.
So you should have left a stronger hint.
Well, how strong did you want? I said I was bursting for the loo. I said I could do with a nice cup of tea.
No, you didn't say that.
I did. I could see the lights on. You were definitely there.
I was there. I just wouldn't want to let you in.
I was there.
It was Sunday.
I was there for half an hour.
Our relationship is purely Monday to Friday. No,
that's
it's not
true,
that.
Actually. That is true. It's all my fault because I said before that I wouldn't see you on a Sunday.
Yeah,
but
you
when
did.
I was stuck in a traffic, if you're stuck in a traffic jam outside what you consider someone to be your friend's house, you think they'd bring you a cup of tea or, I don't know,
were
at least
really,
let you lose
were you
the,
really
lose
sat
the
right
loo.
Outside for ages?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were just kind of in the general area. That's what I took it to mean.
I could see your front door. I could see your curtains.
Oh, sorry about that. Why didn't you... you should have parked up and tried...
Well, I was parked up. I was parked up because the traffic was stationary.
Why not try and ring the doorbell? Like I would have answered.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Right, Johnny in Burnley's done that as well. It's fine. Just forgot. He was on nights. The estate agent came round. Just bundle yourself up in a huge pile under the duvet to make it look like you just haven't made the bed, only there's a person in it. They don't normally notice, apart from today, when they really did.
I mean, it scares them more than anything.
Mummy, there's a man in there. No one came in, though. It's fine. Someone says, my ex-boyfriend was sitting in my lounge once when two friends came round. If you think that's bad, he covered himself with a blanket and refused to come out because he didn't want to meet them. I can see why he might be your ex. I'm not coming out. I'm under the blanket. I don't want to meet your friends. After 4:30, I challenge Usain Bolt. Actual legend. And am I right in saying the fastest man in the world? I think you might be surprised by what happens.
Podcast.
Yesterday at Radio 1 was a very exciting day. Usain Bolt came in. What a legend. He's on a book tour at the moment. He's doing his life story. That's coming out. I love an autobiography. But I love one more when there's loads of pictures.
Oh, yes.
And he assured me that in his one, there are a lot of pictures.
Is it really glossy?
You know that bit in the middle?
Yeah.
Where you space out a bit because you've not got much to say.
Has he just got one bit in the middle or has he got... Sometimes you get three bits. If he's got
loads
of pictures, he's probably got like three bits.
Yeah. And normally the picture is like them, normally in black and white, at some seaside town when they're like two.
Christmas pictures, they're always in there.
Yeah. But there's always one by the seaside.
There is.
Where they're with some really old-looking relatives. And it's like, yeah,
oh,
here's...
Oh, that's probably them with their nan.
Here's me on the beach in Morecambe in the 60s. Just to show that they did used to be normal and have normal holidays.
I don't think he was born then.
Whenever. I'm not talking about him in particular. I'm just talking about anybody.
Your one.
Ha ha! No, it's just to show how they used to have normal holidays and now they just obviously go to Aspen and Mauritius and the Maldives and stuff like that. But back in the day, they, like us, used to go to Cromer on holiday. Anyway, he's the actual fastest man on Earth, Usain Bolt. He's won 3 Olympic gold medals. He's the world record holder in the 100 metres, 200 metres and the 4x100 metres relay.
He is amazing. I love the way he sometimes slows down a bit towards the end just to go, yes, look at me.
Da-da-da.
I'm slowing down. I don't even need to try anymore.
And he's a really nice bloke. I liked him a lot. But do you know why I really liked him?
Why?
This is why I really liked Usain Bolt. Is it true that you did fuel yourself on chicken nuggets during the Olympics?
Yeah, definitely. When I got to the Olympics, because it was in China, you know the food is not so right. So I decided, why not be on a safe side and eat chicken nuggets? So that's what I did.
Hmm. Would you recommend that as a training tool?
No, I wouldn't. I definitely wouldn't. Okay. I normally just have rice, and in Jamaica we have dumpling, yams, just foods like that. And I love pork and chicken and beef and stuff like that.
When the chicken nuggets were happening in China, were you doing 6 in a go? Were you up to 12? How many were you doing?
Well, I was close to more than 20.
Really?
Yeah.
So you went for like the mega deal?
Yeah. I mean, business, I'm a grown young man.
That's impressive.
Sorry, I'm just laughing. Did you hear when he said that he didn't really like the food in China? And then he said when he's at home, he normally eats rice. And then he had to have chicken nuggets in China because he didn't like the food. And I was thinking, hey? But I quite like his style.
Yeah, they have quite a lot of rice in China, don't they? That's funny. Yeah, but fair play to him. He can do 20 in one go. Do you like that? That was the first question I asked him.
About the nuggets?
Yeah.
Bless you.
I know.
I've never tried to do 20, but I'm sure... Is this what this is about, this race?
No. I did suggest
you
that.
You did nugget off.
But they didn't want that. Right, here's the thing. I don't think that he... How can I say this? I don't think he took me seriously as an athlete.
Right.
He was...
Oh, you didn't come in that lycra, did you?
No. He was... Listen to this. Quite dismissive, if you don't mind me saying? I'm doing a Great North Run in a few weeks, okay. Which is for charity, and it's 13 miles.
I don't think you're going to make it.
Well, I did it before.
I'm just looking at you.
Yeah,
you
thanks.
You kind of look out of shape.
Well, you know, any tips? Don't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You see, coming in here, just because he's won a few running races, there's no need to be rude about it, is there? I'll do it.
And you didn't... No, I'm not going to bring that up.
It's not about who's fastest, you're saying. It's about getting round. That's what I'm saying.
Have you done the Great North Run before?
No, but I've done a 13-mile run before. I did the half marathon in Brighton. So I have done it before.
You just are quite good, actually, aren't you?
Yeah, but like he's all about the quickness.
Yeah.
And I am about...
The stamina and the endurance.
Stamina and getting round, yeah. And making sure I don't like collapse before the finish line. That's what I'm about. We're different in
if
that
it takes
way.
3 weeks.
Yeah, I don't... You know, everyone's like, oh, what's your time going to be? I don't care about that. Now, listen, I was being self-deprecating here. He really wasn't. You are the fastest man in the world.
Yeah.
So I could never beat you in a running race.
Never. You have no chance.
No, it's not going to happen,
not
is
even,
it?
Not even close.
I think you might be right. Not even close.
Okay, so laughing on the other side of his face a few minutes later, I think you'll find. I know it sounds unlikely, but I did challenge Usain Bolt yesterday to find out, once and for all, who is the fastest. Would you like to know the result?
Yes, please.
Okay. Listen.
I'm Usain Bolt, and Scott Mays is faster than me.
Ha! See, there's a lesson to all you kids out there, a life lesson. If you're a little bit cocky and a little bit overconfident, sometimes you can come a cropper at the last hurdle. So I challenge Usain Bolt to find out who's faster, him or me, and listen again.
I'm Usain Bolt, and Scott Mays is faster than me.
Mm-hmm.
He got sounds that. Like he's saying it under duress.
No, not really.
He is. He sounds like someone's tickling him to say it.
Still got
play it again.
Still got it
play
recorded.
Again.
Still got it recorded.
I'm Usain Bolt, and Scott Mays is faster than me.
Yep. See? You've tied him to a chair, and you're now tickling him until he says it.
No, I'll... Okay. Would you like to know what
Where's
kind of race
proof?
It was?
I want proof.
Hmm?
I want proof
I've got
of this.
Proof here now.
Have you?
Yeah. Now, what kind of race it was isn't important.
Oh, here we go.
Okay?
This is the catch.
This, for me, is the only important bit.
I'm Usain Bolt, and Scott Mays is faster than me.
So, do you want to hear?
Yes, please.
Okay. Here is me versus Usain Bolt, the race in full.
Two men. One race. The fastest man wins. We'll find out, once and for all, who is faster, Usain Bolt or Scott Mills? Scott Mills, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Usain Bolt, are you ready?
Yeah.
The race is to find out who is fastest at naming five Kylie Minogue songs. Whoever names five Kylie tunes in the shortest time wins.
I'm trying to figure out who. I don't
know. Kylie Minogue?
No.
No?
I'm bad at names.
Scott Mills, you go first. Name five Kylie songs. On your marks, get set, go.
Chocolate, Slow, I Should Be So Lucky, Hand on My Heart, Better the Devil You Know.
Scott Mills, your time was 6 seconds. Usain Bolt, you must name five Kylie songs in a faster time. On your marks, get set, go.
Hand on My Heart.
Yeah, that's one.
I can't remember what you just said.
So I'm faster, yeah!
That's cheating, though.
Why?
Because I don't know none. So it is cheating.
Ha 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 ha. So there we are. That is what happened in the race. And I win.
And how proud of yourself are you now?
Pretty proud.
I'm Usain Bolt, and Scott Mays is faster than me at naming Kylie songs.
That's right. So, well, that would be a brilliant Facebook status update if I had Facebook, wouldn't it, right now? Now,
don't we have to do some random testing before we can confirm you as the winner? Do you have to win
I don't think that's necessary at this point, no.
Just to confirm it?
Do you really want me to win that cup in front of you now?
No. No, because you know what? I know, because you've done it before on camera. Do you remember when we tried out the... what was that thing called?
The Mambo Hawaii, Twister.
The Mambo Twister, and you actually did a wee on the thing. That was... Oh, I thought that was acting gone too far.
It's all fine.
Anyway, can we ever listen back to the... Can we have a steward's inquiry into your Kylie songs, please? Because...
What's your point?
Basically, I'm just confused as to the Kylie songs you gave. If you went on Stupid Street and asked people for five Kylie songs, I don't think any of them would say Chocolate as the first one.
Chocolate, Slow, I Should Be So Lucky, Hand on My Heart, Better the Devil You Know. Can I just point out what I was doing there? Why go for the obvious ones? I was doing what he does. When I was so confident, I named the less popular Kylie tracks, like he sometimes slows down a bit at the end. Because he's so confident that he's going to just walk it.
I love that. Chocolate, Slow, then I Should Be So Lucky, spinning around all the ones that everyone knows.
Don't people know this one apart from me, Chocolate?
Well, they do, but it wasn't like one of her...
I'm not your fair-weather Kylie fan. I was with her through the good and the bad times. God, this is awful, isn't it?
You like it.
Is that the first one I said?
Yeah.
Chocolate.
Oh, God.
That is awful.
That's going to be with you forever.
Slow's quite good.
Slow is number one.
Number one, actually.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. But I see what you mean. I mean, the obvious ones are Spinning Around. Probably I Should Be So Lucky. Can't Get It Out of My Head. But, you know.
You're more of a If You Were With Me Now by Kylie and Keith Washington.
I love that one. Seriously,
I
love
it.
Do you not know that one?
No.
Right, get that in your life. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. If you are near a computer at the moment, please go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Then go to webcam and then click on live webcam. Some people are on there already going, it's just your hands. Yes, it was just my hands. Grooving away to Little Boots. But in a minute, something exciting is going to happen. Because it's going to be Innuendo Bingo, the duel. You know what happens with Innuendo Bingo? We play a clip of something saucy from the TV or radio. Someone puts water in their mouth and let's see if they spurt it out. Today, two people are playing Innuendo Bingo. We're taking it to a whole new level. This is where it gets extreme. All right, Becky?
Yes.
If you are on the live webcam at the moment, you'll see that Becky is dressed for wet weather.
I'm like the guys off Trawler Men.
You actually are.
Crossed with, like, science abuse, because I've got the science goggles on.
The goggles on.
And then I've got a back-to-front yellow fisherman top, and then another one on normally to protect my hair.
You can see this now if you look at live webcam, bbc.co.uk/radio1. Get on the live webcam.
I didn't realise who my challenger was until the last minute, and then I had to come prepared.
Yes, it's a veteran of Innuendo Bingo. She's been there since the very beginning. It's Laura, who we brought out of the box just for the day. Hi,
hiya.
Laura. We've got a whole box of like previous people that used to be on the show. Chappers is in there. And today we've brought Laura out. She doesn't get out much, so
no.
Hi.
Hello.
All right. So it's going to be Laura versus Becky in an Innuendo Bingo duel next. Radio 1 Podcasts. It's time for this. Innuendo Bingo. The duel. So here's what happens. Becky and Laura, who used to work on the show, are sitting opposite each other. Please do not do this at work. It might give you some ideas of, like, you going to the water cooler and, you know, sitting opposite a work colleague and trying to do this. But don't do it, okay? Because this is for trained professionals only. Innuendo Bingo. The duel. So, Laura and Becky, well, what's going on?
She just spilled her water all over me anyway. Because I forgot, I've got two of the yellow fisherman's outfits and the science goggles, and then she realised there was a bit on my jeans which wasn't covered up, and she's just done the whole glass over
me. Right, OK, I'm trying
onto the protective floor covering.
I'm trying to build some tension.
Oh, sorry.
Laura and Becky will each put some water in their mouths. They are sitting right opposite each other, with the water in their mouths. We play them some clips of Innuendo Bingo. Will they laugh, and therefore spit water out over each other?
Or will they manage to keep the water in their mouths by not laughing at the clip of innuendo? This is Innuendo Bingo, the duel. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So you're both sat opposite each other.
Yeah.
Please each take a sip of the water. Actually, not a sip. Let's make it a
cheers,
mouthful.
Cheers.
Becky's got the protective clothing on.
She's got three gulps in.
Just do it! Okay. Oh, seriously, I haven't not even done anything yet.
I just looked at her face and she set me off.
Right.
No.
Okay.
I got your saliva in my mouth.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
We might as well
hi, hi, boys. Okay, right.
Take this seriously.
Okay. Come on. Come on. Right. Water. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
And here is a bit of innuendo bingo, which was spotted by... Laura.
Sorry.
We've got to get on with this. Here is some innuendo bingo spotted by Sarah Cox on Radio 2 at the weekend. Not even funny now. Sorry, people listening to the radio. We need to get on with this. Okay, it's Richard Madeley talking about Frank Sinatra.
Everything he did was amazing, but sometimes you get the sense he just walked in, tossed it off and
yeah,
went out for a drink.
Yes.
Stop, right, play nice. Play nice, don't chuck the
it's
water
all the way down my T-shirt.
Don't chuck it over, Becky. She's got enough on her as it is, thank you.
Why are there visitors to Radio 1 that have just decided to come round now?
Oh, hiya, there's a tour going on. Hi! Welcome to Radio 1. This is what we do all
I'm
the time.
So wet.
Okay, right, next one, please. And here's some more for you. Take the water in your mouth and go.
So you'll be all alone in the Albert Hall all night, bashing away at the organ.
This is brilliant.
That's a classic. That is a classic.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right, more water?
How many of these are there?
Oh, God.
She's wasted all of hers.
Okay, what about coffee?
No.
No? I've got some
coffee.
Got
a white top on.
Okay. And here's innuendo bingo from Elaine Page on Radio 2.
All you'll need for this one is...
That's not even funny!
I know the one!
I can't do this anymore.
Right, come on. One more.
I've got no dignity.
One more.
I'm all steamed up. My goggles are all steamed up. I can't actually see her anymore.
Come on,
give me
one
some
more.
Yours.
Okay. Ready?
I'm not going to even right. swallow it. I'm just going to throw it
got
out.
Got the water. Here we go.
All you'll need for this one is a bed, a knob, and some magic.
You threw that at me!
And that was Innuendo Bingo, the duel. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. So, Becky attempted to go to the Notting Hill Carnival in London at the weekend, didn't you?
Well, I did, yeah, on Sunday night.
Oh, you did go?
Well,
you
no,
did make it in the end.
I did, yeah, but then I couldn't park. I hadn't quite thought about it. Well,
it's terrible, there's no parking anywhere.
Anyone who doesn't know, basically they seal off the whole of the centre of it.
What are you on about?
There's no parking.
I know. Did you not?
All the roads are closed. Well, I'm just looking at the pictures on One Extra online. It's amazing, but there's no cars anywhere. Because it's just loads of people. And I kind of knew that, but I thought I might be able to like pull up and just like, hiya.
You're outside mine for about at least an hour,
yes.
Weren't you? As you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
Giving me big hints on text, like, I'm right outside your door.
I thought you might let me park up. Then I could have just walked around.
I just wasn't in the mood for people that day. I was in. Did you see my lights on?
Yeah.
And you were literally stuck in traffic. I wasn't watching you.
Well, I knew you were there because you just got in back in from doing the chart show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I tell you what, because it's quite near my house, Carnival, but it's not, like, right near it. But I could hear it going on so late. I could hear, like, vuvuzelas and stuff.
It was amazing, and I really wish I could go on. So I tried to go back on the Monday, and I thought, right, this time I'm not going to drive. I'm going to take
the
train.
Once again, no parking.
No, I thought I was going to take the train. But obviously then, I didn't realise everyone's leaving Reading Festival.
Yeah.
So the whole train station, you couldn't get anywhere.
You
so
really didn't think that through, did you?
Stuck in Reading.
I had to clear out a whole load of stuff from my front garden bit earlier. Because of Carnival. Why is that funny? All right. There's cans of lager, about three vuvuzelas. That's all I'm saying.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, after 6:30, it's a welcome return to... to the people of Stupid Street. Yeah. Now, I've got a theory here, right? You know when you're in the pub and eventually the conversation will turn around to children's TV shows you remember and also the first album and single that you ever bought. Like, even though you've discussed it a million times before, at some point, if you stay in the pub long enough, those two things will always crop up in conversation. Am I right?
Yeah.
Now, I think that all the people that I know lie. Because they always say something really cool. I was like, what's the first album you ever bought? Nirvana, yeah. Was it, though?
I don't think it
was. Or was it E17? Do
yes.
you know what I mean?
It was something else, but then they've made something else up
yes.
in the meantime to make themselves look good.
And I'm putting it out there, you know? Like, I make no bones about the first record that I bought was and who it was by.
What did you get?
No, I don't want to say. I've said it before.
Say it.
It was Madonna.
Which one? Ray of Light?
No.
Music?
No. Earlier.
Vogue?
No, earlier.
Hanky Panky?
Might have been Like a Virgin. The one I bought by myself, first of all.
Oh, bless
my
you.
My mum was so pleased.
She proud?
Yeah. Anyway, so... And also, if they're older, they'll go, you know, Clash. Yeah, the Clash, yeah. Was it, though? So we've been onto Stupid Street to see if we could find out the truth. Because I think these people are lying. I think... what was the first record you bought?
Me?
Hmm.
Mine was Kylie Minogue.
Exactly. But which one?
It was the album. Well, the first single I bought was RSVP by Jason Donovan.
Oh, yeah, see? There ain't
that
no shame in
really
it.
That is really bad.
No,
I don't
it's
even
not
think
really
that
bad.
Went top 10.
I don't think... I hate all this music snobbery. Like, everyone tries to say something cool. Just be honest, because most of us
cool
bought
answer.
Rubbish.
Huh? That was my cool answer, no?
Oh, was that your cool answer?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. What was the first gig you ever went to?
No, don't ask me that.
Go on.
No.
Please.
Because that's even worse. I haven't even had time to make one up for that.
That is another question where people go, oh, yeah, it was whatever.
It's bad when they ask you here as well, because everyone's been to, like, really cool ones, and I have to sit there and go, Barry Manilow.
Yeah. Was it Barry Manilow?
Yeah.
Is that because of your mum?
In Cardiff.
Is that because of your mum?
No, it was...
Oh, right, you went of your own accord.
Okay. I wasn't even with my parents. It was a really good show. He's
yeah,
a good
he puts
showman.
On a good show.
Yeah, he is. He had a spinning wheel with a big nose in the middle.
See, that is the only question that I've got a cool answer for.
Go on.
My first gig?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Yes!
That's a good one, isn't it?
You've turned that around.
Cardiff Arms Park. Anyway, we went on to Stupid Street, and you'll hear this after 6:30, to see if we could find out the truth. Do you think on Stupid Street they would lie and say something really cool? Or would they be honest and admit that the first single or album they bought was actually a bit rubbish?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay then, Smooth Talking Dan is back on Stupid Street, which is good news. We've missed him. He's been doing another survey for us today. Now, we were talking about this a bit earlier. When people that I know, when I ask them what the first song was they bought, they always say, they try and say something really cool. And I think they're lying. A lot of people, though, on our text messaging thing today are being very honest about what they bought. There ain't no time for cool on that. And I appreciate that honesty. So, on Stupid Street, here's my thing. How many of them would tell the truth and say what the rubbish song was that they first bought? Or would they lie and say something really cool? This is out of 12 people. What are you saying? First record they ever bought, are they going to lie and say something really cool? Or are they going to just fess up and say, yeah, it was something quite rubbish, like it mostly is? Out of 12.
10 are going to lie.
10 are going to lie?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think almost everybody lies to this question. Unless someone says to you, don't lie,
yeah.
they're going to... 10 are going to lie.
10 out
more.
Of 12.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out.
First album I ever bought was Blink-182's Dude Ranch album.
Really, though? Because that's a bit cool, is it not? I think...
You reckon?
I think it was maybe, I don't know, Sid Owens' big hit, Good Thing Going, something like that.
I'll tell you what I did buy. I got Hearsay's album.
Can you give me a quick rendition of Pure and Simple, maybe?
Oh.
Pure and Simple.
Something, something.
There we are.
I like your hat, by the way.
Thank you very much.
You're from Australia?
New Zealand.
New Zealand. Oh.
Oh.
Sorry.
Don't worry about it. Okay. It's fine.
Can you remember the first single or album you ever bought?
I think it was like The Monkees, Greatest Hits.
The Monkees,
yeah.
See, that's a bit cool.
That's a little bit cool.
How old is he?
The Beatles or anything, but yeah.
I thought it might have been like, I don't know, Mr. Blobby or something like that.
I don't even know what Mr. Blobby is.
I thought The Monkees were like the old version of Justin Bieber.
So did I.
I like your big sunglasses.
Thank you.
That's good. Okay, you're from New Zealand as well?
Australia.
Oh, you're being serious?
Oh.
That is a nightmare.
Not again.
Can you remember the first CD or tape or whatever you first bought?
I don't know. Maybe something like CBD.
CBD?
Remember them?
No.
Central Business District.
Who are they, please?
No idea, but that's what it stands for if you go to, like, a town.
Okay, good.
I think it was Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way.
It was the Backstreet Boys, As Long As You Love Me.
Yes!
Nickelback.
Nickelback, that's not embarrassing, that's fine.
It's definitely embarrassing.
No, it is embarrassing.
This is how you remind me.
Yeah, that's good.
First ever album was Blur's The Great Escape.
Yeah, I think you're lying. I think there's something worse than that, something more embarrassing.
I can't remember. I know I had Take That's Everything Changes single.
What about like the Grange Hill cast?
No.
Or Timmy Mallett?
No, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. Liar.
Can you remember the first ever album or single you bought?
Slim Shady LP.
Slim Shady LP. Is it not Teletubbies?
Nah, it's definitely like Slim Shady LP.
I think you might be lying.
Was it though?
I'm ashamed to say E17.
Yes.
Say Another Day.
It was Jason Donovan.
Jason Donovan. Good
Jason
one.
Jason Donovan. Yeah. Jason Donovan.
It was Man Not a Boy by North and South.
Yes.
I like your big necklace thing.
Thanks.
It's a good one. Can you remember the first CD or sort of album or single you bought? I saw you and I thought maybe Sid Owen from the.
Adam Rickett. Breathe Me or whatever it was called. Bing. You know, from Coronation Street.
You bought that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Adam Rickett. What's called?
Do you remember him? He's making a comeback.
Is he?
Yeah. He actually is.
You're quite excited about that?
Yeah, I am.
It's true. He actually is.
He's going to be in Shortland Street if he's not already.
So 4 people lied out of a possible 12. That's less than I thought. And someone bought Jason Donovan, like you, didn't they?
Jason Donovan?
Yeah. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.